I feel like LA reminds me of Disneyland in a way, in the sense that you can see that some parts of it are magical, but you can see that it's like a facade.
Yeah.
And if you turn on a corner and you see like the, that it's all cardbox, that it's all made of cardbox, and you can see like stuff.
You see that Minnie Mouse is like a 60-year-old smoking a cigarette.
That's LA for me. They sell you a dream. But if you turn the wrong corner, and there's a lot of them, so it's easy to turn.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up? How are we feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I was sick, as you know. So I'm finally feeling better. I still have some...
running.
Yeah. I'm running nose and some leftovers from the flu, but I'm feeling better. I'm not like very energized. I don't know why. Maybe I need more coffee today.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling energized, but I'm feeling mad.
Because today, the shoot was awful.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, so we were away and now we're back shooting here in Porto. And when we do this, we already know. I already had so much anxiety this morning. I was this close to not going.
Same.
But then, like, what do you gain from that? Because if you keep postponing, it's only going to be
And I
worse.
Also get anxiety if I don't have anything to post. So... Yeah. It's better to go, but yeah.
But yeah, I tried to be positive and I was like, it's not going to be that bad. But it was awful.
Same.
Awful, awful. Like,
yeah. I feel we feel the little, like the blues after we come back from any trip.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like everyone feels that. But if... It involves our work as well because we also work during the trip. So we have the blues like on a personal level and we feel the blues on the work level.
Yeah.
Which like everything that we do on a trip feels more natural. It's like a dump that you do like doing stuff. And here is like, okay, what I'm going to shoot today. You need to think about everything. Yeah. It's very dramatic and it's very sunny. And yeah, I feel you. It was a pain today to get back to work. But this part, I'm very happy to be back to work. Because we're back on the potty and that feels great. That doesn't stress me at all. It just feels so easy to sit here
and chit chat.
Yeah, but I feel you. But I also heard that now influencers can't really complain. So I don't even know if we should say anything bad about our job.
True. No, we can't.
I heard that it's a thing now that you can get canceled if you say it's like somewhat tough. So
it's easy. It's easy, guys. Very easy. No, not for sure at all.
But we're going to touch on some parts of being an influencer today because we came back from Coachella.
Yeah.
And it's like an influencer Olympics, like some people say. So it's we can talk about it without talking about our job. So it's gonna be like just chit chat about the whole experience. And I'm very curious because it was your first time both in Coachella and LA, the West Coast. So I want to know how you felt about it, like your favorite thing, your least favorite.
Yeah. Okay, should we start with Coachella and then we can move on to LA?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go
Coachella.
First.
I totally understand the hype now.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved it. Because, yes, it is a very overpriced festival. Is it that worth it to be that overpriced?
I don't know. I think just sorry to interrupt because I just asked for your opinion and now I'm just talking over it. But talking about the price, I think I've thought to myself if I would go to Coachella if I lived in LA or California in general. And although it's very overpriced, I think now like the European festivals are raising the cost.
Absolutely.
So it's not if you buy it early. It's not that different.
Yeah.
And I think I would go Mm-hmm. Not every year, but like with friends as a trip, mm-hmm. as an investment, yeah. because you can yeah. also like see a lot of different yeah. things.
I agree. But it is expensive.
Super.
It's not.
Because it's not just the ticket. It's exactly. like everything that everything. Involves.
Yeah. But yeah, the vibe was really nice. I think the vibe was really nice. The food was good, actually. Very expensive. The drinks are very expensive, but it was good. Yeah. And yeah, I just think that the artists have the ability to give a show that they can't in other places because they have the means to. And then you get to see so many guests that you wouldn't otherwise. And yeah, it's just so fun to like to be sat there and just watch people.
Yeah.
Cuz like everyone's there.
Like a zoo.
Yeah, like a zoo because everyone's there.
True.
And yeah, all of the YouTubers are there, all the other influencers are there. And yeah, the outfits are crazy. I thought that people were exaggerating when they showed like the typical Coachella girl, but it's like 80% of the people are like all the way up.
Yeah. And a lot of fun. Naked.
Yeah, a lot of naked people. It's true. Fun. I get to imagine them all planning the outfits.
Yeah.
It's cute. I think it's cute.
The other day I saw this TikTok from do you know, I think it's Tara Yami, the girl that's like the, you know, the famous emo people on TikTok now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like the girl. I think the other are boys. She's like the famous emo girl, whatever. But she looks cool and she sounds nice. So she did a TikTok that I related to a lot because she was talking about like the whole dressing down for the festival and how people are like, you should dress comfortable. I had some comment like that. You should dress comfortable. It's a festival. Like, what are you doing with all that? Whatever, trying too hard, whatever. And she was like, no, like this is, I like to play with fashion. And this is almost like Halloween or any other event is like expensive. It's fun. People dress up. So I'm not going to go like, if you want to, it's fine.
Yeah, of course.
You can go with like a tank top and jeans or sweatpants, whatever you feel like. But for some people, it's just something fun to play with because it's a different occasion. So I feel like that's valid.
Yeah. I also wore like a big bag on one of the days. Do you remember?
Yes.
I was also discussing that. Like, should I bring a big bag? And it was actually very handy because I had like water bottle, a sweater because it gets freaking cold at night. So I also got some comments like, oh yeah, you're cute, but aren't you hot? No, I was freezing at night.
Yeah.
Are you insane? You need to have a sweater at all days. But anyways, yeah, I got so many comments like, what did you have inside the bag? I would never wear a bag that big.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand the necessity to be like, you should dress comfortable. Like, okay. I'm the one that people that's uncomfortable.
Nowadays. And if you were comfortable, people are like, that's
what you were?
Yeah, exactly. For Coachella. So people always going to comment something. But yeah, I feel both versions are valid. I understand people that for them, Coachella is just like any other festival and you want to dress comfortable. But for me, like even the festivals that I go here, I try to go cute. Even if I'm not working, like, and at Coachella, we are working. So we are not going to go in sweatpants. That's just what it is. But I think it's fun even when I see non-influencer people just going all out with outfits.
I think so too.
Even if I don't like them, like you were saying. Because it's fun for them. And some outfits are quite like crazy and cool.
Yeah.
Oh, like lights. People go exactly. with like
lights. Because it's an opportunity to wear something that you couldn't anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not?
And I feel sad that even we talked last year here because we saw celebrities dressing down already last year. And I think it's like a trend. But I feel sad that Coachella might lose that part because it's such it defines Coachella from all the other festivals. And I feel sad that it might lose that. I hope it doesn't because it's such a characteristic of the festival. And I think it's fun that people dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
A little crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it will lose because so many people were dressed differently.
Yeah.
Still.
I hope so. And this year, I think it was very different and eclectic in the sense of like the trends. You mm-hmm. could see like a lot of people still in the Boohoo Coachella trend. Some people were more like the goth, punk or the emo vibe. And we and some other people were more streetwear, still trying to mix with the festival vibe. So a lot of cowboy.
Yeah.
It was a lot of different things.
I saw some like office siren there going really? On. Yeah. Yeah. Like Miu Miu vibes. Yeah.
Exactly.
I wouldn't exactly wear that there,
and even the ballerina, like you could see a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I think there was no like super strong summer trend. So it was hard to see just one trend overall at the festival, but you could see like a lot of micro trends being used. So it was
And I remember in the past years I would feel that Coachella was a bit too soon. Like, also maybe because I didn't go, so I didn't, I don't know why, but I remember seeing people posting from Coachella and I would be like, oh, like, I kind of don't get enough FOMO for not dressing like that because I like to still be on the, like, autumn vibes layering. But this year, I feel like it was different. I don't know. I don't know why.
I think also this year compared to the other 2 years that I went was the least hot in there in Coachella, which was great because I think you could put like some pants on.
Yeah.
Even with the boots, we took some Timberlands to the festival and I didn't feel hot at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Like in another year, probably would be tougher. Yeah. So maybe because of that, we were able to layer quite good and you didn't need to go in a bikini. I think if you do go with a bikini this year, you would get a lot of cold since the beginning of the festival. Not only at night, just like...
Yeah, it was good to be like more chill temperatures there. I think so. I hate like being in a festival with like too much heat. It's a lot.
It's a lot. But cold is better to handle. You can just layer up. But it was the first time that I went with Revolve and same for you. Which was a great experience to go just with like the whole experience with one brand only.
Yeah.
Because you can, it's a peace of mind. They take care of a bunch of things.
We also went to the Revolve Festival.
Yes.
It was really fun. We saw Sean Paul.
Yes.
And he was so good.
Actually, I always wonder because I never went to Revolve Festival before. And I knew it was at the same time as Coachella. And I was like, maybe it's like this thing that you need to go because of it's a deal with a brand. But I bet everyone would prefer to be at Coachella at that time. It's like early in the afternoon, so you can do both on that day. But I always thought like people go because it's mandatory, it's a job thing, but people don't really want to go because Coachella is happening. But actually, this time I understood because the lineup is quite good.
The lineup was really nice. Yeah, it was Sean Paul,
T-Pain,
Ludacris, yeah. And like inside, it was so nice. So much like things to do. They had like a road cabin. We got a road lip gloss.
Yes.
We took some pictures. It there was like fun. Food. The food is for free. Once
everything's for free.
Yeah,
inside.
Everything's for free.
I think besides the merch, probably the merch from the artists. But besides that, like samples, food,
alcohol. Yeah.
So then I was inside and I was like, I get it. Why?
I get it, Revolve. You know what you're doing, Revolve.
Yeah.
Please invite us next year.
At Coachella, if you drink alcohol, it's like super expensive. So I think people are like, let me go to Revolve Festival first. And when I'm like well fed and with my drinks on, I'll move on to Coachella.
When I was at Coachella and I saw someone drunk, I'd be like, wow.
How?
You must be really rich. True. You must not love money.
Yeah.
Because how?
I ate like a burger there. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like the burger was like this small.
Yeah.
This small. And it was $27. $27. Just the burger.
Yeah.
No menu, no drinks whatsoever. Just the burger like this. Fitted on the palm of my hand.
Yeah. I remember I had a burrito and it was quite big.
Yeah, I understood that it quite pays off to order a vegan or vegetarian at Coachella because it was much better served than like the whole stuff that had meat.
Yeah. They're sneaky.
They are sneaky.
What else? I bought a hoodie. I bought a Coachella hoodie. It was, how much was it?
I don't know.
$80, I think.
80?
80. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a lot.
I don't remember how much I paid like last year for mine, but probably around the same. It's very expensive. I think it's like a really expensive souvenir that you get to keep. So it's fun. It's like once in a lifetime that you're going to buy.
Yeah, if I'll go next year, I'm probably not going to buy that one.
Also because the fitting isn't great.
No.
It's very long.
Yeah.
Because I asked for an extra large because I like them baggy, but it's like quite long. It's like a dress.
Yeah, it is. Like Ariana Grande vibes.
Ariana, what are you doing?
With the long boot.
If you want to rock that vibe, then.
Okay, what else? What was your favorite performance?
This year, you know, when I didn't know if I was going to go this year, I was kind of okay with it because I usually get a lot of FOMO if I don't go. I always want to go. But when I saw the lineup, I was like, okay, if I don't get invited this year, I'm kind of fine with it because I don't love this lineup. So I wasn't expecting much this year. I was, when I knew that I was going to go, the thing that I was most excited for was to go with you because it was the first time that we went together. So the first time that I had friends there was a very different experience than just going alone with my boyfriend. But I was quite surprised with the lineup. There are obviously some names that I would like to see because with such a big lineup, you can find always someone you like. But I was surprised because with all the guests and stuff, I actually enjoyed a bunch of performance, even though it wasn't like the best lineup. But obviously, like Tyler was the one that I've seen him before live, but I was very excited to see him headline because he had a lot of budget. And he came through.
Yeah, he came through. He delivered.
He came in flying, went off flying off the stage. He broke down
he
like
explosion.
Exploded. How do you call it? Not a
caravan?
Caravan, probably.
Yeah.
The outfits were doing so its day. Cool, so good. Yeah. A$AP Rocky, Childish Gambino. Who else did he bring on?
Kali Uchis.
Kali, yes. He brought a lot of amazing guests. Yes. Then Doja outdid herself because I saw her not headlining, but she did the main stage like 1 or 2 years ago. So I was quite surprised, like, why?
Again,
asking her again. But it made sense there because she has a different vibe now.
Yeah.
She's more like,
yeah.
I'm hip hop now, so don't mess with me. I'm not pop anymore. And she delivered hip hop. She was really good at rapping.
It was like watching a video clip from the beginning until the end. I was like with my mouth open. Like, a lot of the times, I was like, what the hell? I cannot imagine what went through all of, like,
the preparation so crazy, from like the props they had on stage, like actual construction side things, and the mud they brought mud,
and the timing was perfect.
You didn't wait for anything
Like, the guy knew when to be behind her to put like a hook or to remove, I don't remember. Like, she was at the end of the stage exactly when she needed to be somewhere else next. It was amazing.
The outfit change was so quick. Because usually, I've seen people perform on Coachella before where you can clearly, like, there's suddenly a solo, a guitar solo.
Yeah.
For like the longest time, and you know it's gonna be an outfit change. But with her,
you couldn't notice.
Yeah. It was so quick. And she changed like her tights. It was like everything. Yeah, she changed everything.
Yeah.
Hair.
She's a queen.
How do you remove a wig in like 2 seconds?
Yeah. She was a queen. I didn't see one mistake.
Same. She was really good. The dancers were really good. And she also brought really nice guests. She brought 21 Savage. Who else? I don't remember.
ASAP again.
ASAP again. Yeah, ASAP almost came every night.
He was just passing by and he was like, why not?
Okay, and one thing you need to know is that... So, with Revolve, we had a lot of scheduled events during this 5 days that we were there. Three days of the festival and then an extra 2 days. And there's a lot of events. There's like the Revolve Festival. There's the cocktail party, welcome party. There's, I don't know, gifting suites, whatever. And there's a party, after party, on one of the days of the festival. And I never went with a brand like this, like staying at a hotel and I just do Coachella and I do posts for brands and then I go my way. So I was like, I always get so tired from the festival, I don't want to go to an after party.
Yeah.
So even before we were there, we replied saying that we are not attending to the after party because it was not mandatory. So
yeah.
And then,
oh God.
And then we see pictures of the after party and we see Rihanna and ASAP at the Revolve after party.
Chilling there.
Just chilling.
The party we said we didn't want to go. Maybe just give us a heads up next time. Maybe you could be like, are you sure? There's going to be people there. Also, Justin and Haley went.
Haley went to the Revolve Festival and we didn't see.
We didn't see.
So many.
We missed everyone.
How, like the Scream Queens girl.
Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts was at our hotel.
That one I saw. And I was literally, she was there and I was here. And I remember like I was walking to my room with my boyfriend and then like my boyfriend was walking in front of me. And I was like looking at her like this.
Like, who are you?
And then I walked towards now and I came back and I looked at her again because she was wearing sunglasses indoor and she was at her phone. And I was looking at her and she was tiny.
Oh, she's tiny?
She's not tall. And I was like, oh my God, is it her? And then she was with one girl. No, she was alone. I was like, why would she be here?
Yeah, so you thought it can't be.
It can't be. It's just like a girl. Imagine if I got there and I'm like, are you Emma Roberts? And she was like, no.
But it's later, just Ashley.
Just Ashley. Later, she posts a picture in that outfit in our hotel. So yeah, very frustrated.
We missed everyone. We saw like other influencers that went with Revolve or at our hotel with Lana.
Cole Sprouse was there having breakfast every morning. And Taylor Hill, she's from Victoria's Secrets.
But those are not the ones that I wanted to see.
That I'm weary.
Yeah, but they're... Oh, Charli D'Amelio, but we didn't want to, like...
We saw James Charles.
I see James Charles every year at Coachella.
I saw him every day.
It's not hard to spot him.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
But yeah, we missed everyone. It wasn't our best job.
But now we know.
It's easy to miss someone.
It is. And to be honest, like, obviously, we want to see Rihanna just once to see her. But the truth is, when we see famous people, I don't like to go and say nothing. I'm very shy. And also, I feel like they are having their moment. So I don't want to interrupt.
Bother.
We saw Kendall, though.
True. Saw Kendall.
She was supposed to host the cocktail party.
We also completely missed that. Because the cocktail party started at 9. Okay, and we have this thing. We have had events before where we would arrive on time and we would be the only ones there.
And felt so tired before, like, I don't know, someone big came in that were like, we need to leave and then we're gonna lose, not see, kind of like miss Kendall because we're gonna go back to the hotel, to the room too soon. So we prefer to go at a later time.
Exactly.
But this case was... Exact opposite.
Yeah. So we arrived at 10. It was timing.
10 already? I thought it was even early. Yeah, maybe 10.
It was 1 hour later. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's good timing. You know? If you tell someone that a party starts at 9, you're not going to be there at 9. But apparently Kendall was there at 9 because at 10 she was leaving and like she was leaving through the same door as we were entering.
Yeah, just
She's so tall and pretty.
Yeah, she looks exactly like you see on camera. Yeah.
But yeah, very sad. I miss Ruby.
Oh, and there was Evan Mock.
Oh, Evan Mock.
Evan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's I don't know. In my head, it's Evan.
Oh, I saw him everywhere. Yeah. He was like everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But first, I couldn't recognize him because like the hair is different now. Mm-hmm. It's like long hair. So I was like looking for the pink hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's we also saw gorgeous.
Bella?
Bella Porch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also had some trouble recognizing her. Although like the clothes fit the image that I had from her. But sometimes you need to like double check.
See, that's the thing. That's what I felt with Emma Roberts. I was like, are you?
Because sometimes I also think that it is and it isn't. Sometimes we are at Coachella. Like we were eating, me and my boyfriend. And right next to us, there were these two guys. Like older guys, like 50s something. 40s, 50s. And it looked like Johnny Knoxville. So I was like, since there's only famous people there, like, is him Johnny Knoxville? And my boyfriend was like, no, you're crazy. It's not. So I never know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it looks like them. Sometimes it kind of looks, but it kind of doesn't. And it is.
And it is, yeah.
It's
good for them, though. Good for them. It's a way for them to keep doing their lives.
But there's always like VIP scales on Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
fun.
We have like VIP bracelets because of Revolve, but
VIP it's like the common thing.
It's like the common at Coachella, because then you have artist wristbands that you can see from like the side, and you can like where Justin saw Doja. Basically, you can see there the whole event, but I think you can't access the backstage. For the backstage you need like a performing artist or something. So it's a lot. What else? What was the worst performance?
Do you have one? Oh, you're mean.
I'm thinking you're if I saw like a bad one. Oh, I know which one it was now. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. So
we can explain. She delivered a lot in the beginning when she arrived.
Do you want to tell them?
Lana. We're talking about Lana. Guys, I'm sorry.
Lana was the worst and we're going to tell you why.
At first, when she arrived, she was a goddess. I fell in love with her in that moment. I was like questioning my sexuality.
Yeah, she's so beautiful.
She's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then she opened up her mouth and nothing was coming out. Like no voice was coming out, right? I don't know if it was where we were standing.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because like she was like...
And she had playback, which really turned me off because... Something like Billie, for example, Billie has a really low voice. Mm-hmm. So when she headlined, I felt the same. Like you can't hear Billie singing. You can't. And I kind of like, I didn't like the show because of that. Because I don't think she has like a good voice for a really big live show. Maybe in a small venue, it would be amazing. Some artists have like a lower register where like if it's a small... Coliseum or something, you can hear them well. With Lana, I don't know if that's the case because she had playback. Like you can hear like the two different
voices. Songs, yeah.
And sometimes she stops and she did this and her voice continues. So obviously it's played.
It was really funny because she wasn't like, there was zero effort sometimes.
Zero delivery. She was looking pretty.
She was being an angel.
An angel. She was like,
she was being ethereal.
Like and then she put down like the mic.
Yeah.
And she stood like this. Like no dance, nothing, nothing. But people were going wild.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what she sells. Like that idea of being like a goddess.
I know, but I think like I loved Lana and I think... Not that I love her like live, but I think her songs are really cool. Some of them I really like. And I was like around in the whole like Tumblr era. She was the goddess. Mm-hmm. So I don't take that for her, from her. But I think there's other artists that have that vibe but can deliver.
Yeah.
That's all. You can look ethereal and in amazing. Yay. Like the... how would she... Run fast for you. Oh my God. I'm having like a blank in my brain.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Florence in the Machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I needed this cough. Florence is a goddess too. I know it's a little more like indie, but she mm-hmm. sells that image of like yeah. very boohoo. And she has a voice. Mm-hmm. She performs a lot on stage. So I think it's possible to look like an ethereal queen and yeah. still deliver. So I think she...
But no one else had the same opinion as us.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And also, I feel like nothing was really happening besides her because she could be still, but like have mm-hmm. like dancers that were giving yeah. like an amazing show. And I don't feel it was the case. It was mm-hmm. a little weird. Even the bike scene coming on.
Yeah.
It was like she popped in the bike and then the bike came like... I don't know, yeah. 100 meters and she fell off. If she came all the way from the entrance.
Yeah, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
I don't know if we ask too much, but comparing to the other headliners, I yeah. think she definitely
yeah.
fell short.
Yeah. For me, I think it was like, I prefer Tyler's music to Doja, but in terms of performance, I think it was Doja, then Tyler,
yeah.
then Lena.
Doja was amazing.
Doja was like...
Yeah, I think it's more like of a show. Like the yeah. entire show, right? It was really good. So yeah, Lena was the worst. What else? Something that shocked you about Coachella or you had like more expectations than...
Something that shocked me about Coachella. I don't think so. I think there was only positives. I was very surprised to see like water stations everywhere. You can yeah, just yeah. bring an empty water bottle and fill it there. Things are really far apart a little bit. You have to walk a lot.
Yeah.
But I think I was expecting that because you told me about it. Oh, it was fun because... So there was a moment there where I was in the inside the little techno thing with yeah. my boyfriend, and we split for like an hour or two, and it was really funny because it was some sort of boiler room, and it's fun because once you enter that techno like vibe world, it looked like another festival. Like you wouldn't see one cowboy hat there. Everyone was wearing like such like comfortable outfits, and they were like giving it all, like yeah. dancing all. So I think it was very interesting to see how you can live Coachella in a totally different
mm-hmm. that's so true
way yeah. if you just enjoy some other types of music. But yeah, it was fun because it's not just the headliners, you have a whole other world.
Yeah. So true. And if you go early and you have time to just go explore artists that you never heard of, it's such a great opportunity to
yeah.
Learn about new artists too. And I saw like cases of like someone small acting on one of those small stages and then moving on to the main stage. Yeah. So I think that's a great opportunity. And it must feel amazing for artists to be invited. I think yeah, it must I be like so such too. A proud moment. And yeah, the smaller stages sometimes give the best performance. Yeah. And it's like you were saying, there's so many different music styles that you can find a lot of different people at Coachella and a lot of different stages, which I think is great.
Yeah.
I think I saw like hip-hop, electronic, K-pop.
Yeah.
I saw like Japanese music. There are like so many things. Rock, whatever. There's so many different artists. It's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. How much do you think they're paid? Like a headliner?
I know. I think it must be a lot, but at the same time, do you think like part like the costs of it are spent comes from out. That budget?
Yeah, I would love to know that. I mean, that's probably just a Google search.
Because then if you know, if Doja still spends that on so many dancers and so many like props on stage and still gets paid the same as like someone that doesn't bring anything, I think the budget should be for everything, but it must be really big because obviously they do stuff that they don't do on tour. So
yeah,
I think the budget must be good for the headliners. I don't know for the small stages.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And then do you think it's Tyler that then pays ASAP?
I think for the guests, it must be like a friendship thing.
Okay.
And also a lot of publicity because they are being promoted there in a way. And I feel like if you go and people go wild, there's a big chance for them to invite you to headline next year or something. I could see ASAP headlining.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think for guests, they don't pay.
Yeah.
So I think we covered Coachella.
Yeah.
So far.
So should we move on to LA?
LA girl, Valley girl.
Valley girl.
Yes, your thoughts on LA.
My thoughts. It was my first time in LA. And yeah, I spent 5 days there. Yeah, 5 entire days there. I stayed next to Santa Monica Beach. Santa Monica Pier?
Santa Monica
Beach. Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I had to come back and then have a thought about it.
Okay.
While I was there, I didn't quite understand how I was feeling.
Yeah. Can be too much.
Yeah, it can be too much. I think the vibes there are a bit weird in LA. I feel like if you're a very sensitive person, like in tune with vibes and
like energies. Yeah,
exactly. You're going to feel weird there. Because I feel like once you're there, you get to see both two realities, very different ones, like very, very rich people. Like stupid rich people, stupid mansions. It's insane. And then like so many expensive cars. Living there is so expensive. And then at the same time, there are so many homeless people. And homeless people that are struggling, that you get to see that are struggling like with mental illness. Like yelling to themselves, having a full-on conversation, being completely insane. And I think that's why it's a very hostile environment. I feel like you need to always be on your toes.
Check your surroundings. That's what I feel
checking
like
your surroundings. I remember once I was walking and there was like a homeless guy playing with a knife on the other side of the road, and we were like, okay, maybe let's stay on this lane. But at the same time, I feel like it has so many pretty places. Like, I love the beach. I saw some of the best sunsets there.
Yeah, like the driving at the sunset with whole palm trees, like such a vibe.
It's very vibey. And
you can see clearly why some of the celebrities and rich people choose to live there. Obviously, they live in a bubble in a way.
Exactly. I heard that some of those mansions where they live are like a whole ass, like they have hospitals and restaurants inside the gates. Like it's a gated community.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like only 60 people live inside.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's insane. And yeah, they live in a bubble.
They for sure live in a bubble. And I feel, for me, I don't know if it would work since we are from Europe and we have like a different perspective. We're in a city where like we have everyday encounters with every kind of people, with every kind of like budget, different houses, different lifestyle, different jobs. Mm-hmm. And we kind of feel all the same. Obviously, there's rich people in Europe that live in a bubble, but at least here, you don't have that impact on a daily.
Yeah.
So for me, looking at their life, their bubble life, like always getting off the house to enter a car to go to a place in mind. I feel in LA, if you want to like go for not a walk, but if you want to like go enjoy yourself or a coffee, shopping, you need to know your itinerary, every place that you're going to stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's no walking around.
Yeah, no, no. The streets are empty. Yeah. It's very weird. I got like such a weird vibe because I already knew that you had to have a car because things are far away. Like there's no such thing as doing like a whole shopping, maybe in Merrill's Avenue.
Yeah.
But besides that, like you have one shop there and then you have the next one in a 10-minute drive. So yeah. you need to have a car in LA. You need to. But I thought, well, I'm sure some people are still going to walk or like ride a bike. But no, the streets are empty. It's like a ghost town.
Exactly. And even like on, because it's the Melrose, it's the Rodeo, no, Rodeo.
Or the Vintage.
The Vintage. Even on that one, I see a lot of people just parking in front of a store and then going back to the car and driving, I don't know, like 10 meters to another one. While on like Rodeo Drive or like the fancy, since there's a lot of security, I see people walking down that road. It's probably one of the, like the only ones where I see people walking. Because on the other, it's totally walkable sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But just it's weird when you're walking. And I feel like that's the problem for me in America. It's like you can feel that their like social system is not great. So this time I got sick after Coachella. And I remembering waking up in the middle of the night with so much back pain. And when I was young, I had a pneumonia and I was in the hospital. So I'm always afraid of getting that again. I don't know why. It's not that I don't know if a person that had it before have more chances. Again. But I don't know. But in my mind, I'm scared. So I was sick with the flu and I felt so many back pain. I was like, this is it. Because that's one of the symptoms that led me to the hospital when I was young. So I had like a panic attack during the night. I had to wake up my boyfriend because I was like, if I need to go to the hospital here, I'm going to be like spending so much money. Because I was looking up online and it's so much money to go to the ER or have like a consultation or do like an x-ray. So I kind of felt for them. I felt like it must be so hard to be here and have a health problem and have to calculate how much you're going to spend on this.
It's insane.
But yeah, there's a weird vibes. You can feel like you don't... Also, you don't see that many tourists, like, besides Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah. So you feel kind of misplaced sometimes.
Hollywood Walk of Fame, it's a major disappointment. I was expecting so much magic, but it's not. It smells like pee and vomit. And yeah, there's just so many, I don't know, it's just weird.
I feel like LA reminds me of Disneyland in a way, in the sense that you can see that some parts of it are magical, but you can see that it's like a facade.
Yeah.
And if you turn on a corner and you see like that it's all cardbox, that it's all made of cardbox, and you can see like stuff.
You see that Minnie Mouse is like a 60-year-old smoking a cigarette.
That's LA for me. They sell you a dream. But if you turn the wrong corner, and there's a lot of them, so it's easy to turn.
Yeah.
And I saw like the most random stuff. Like I've been to LA. It's my fourth time in LA, but third time at Coachella. But in LA, I remember first time that I went, I was very young. I saw someone get arrested right in front of me. I was so shocked. I was like, I do now, like right in front of me. And this time, again, I was like on the stairs that go up, an escalator. My English sometimes is
stairs that go up.
And then the stairs that go down. And I was waiting to go into Target, which is a really nice supermarket. And I was, so you can see when you're on the escalator, you can see above you, right? So you only see the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
So I started hearing screams and I was like, I'm on my way up. Towards the screams and now there's no way down. So, and when I get up there, there's like 1 meter away from me, the police like struggling to arrest someone, and the guy was screaming, saying like, "You're hurting me! You're hurting me!" And everyone with their phones recording, and I was like, "Where am I? Should I enter Target? Should I just turn around?" I decided to
enter, but
it was right in front of Target, so I think he tried to steal something. Probably,
yeah.
It's like my second time seeing someone get arrested, so I think it's like normal for LA. It's like an everyday kind of
damn,
thing.
Damn, I didn't see anyone.
Maybe next time you'll get lucky.
Next time, for sure.
Oh, but you feel kind of nervous in a way because it's like 1 meter away, so it can like hold you hostage or hurt you. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. I would feel very like, oh.
Yeah. Why me? A random guy from the supermarket that probably was walking in or walking out was holding the handcuffs for the police because it was just one policeman. So he was trying to, you know, like handle the guy, and he asked for help to arrest
you. It's like my time to shine.
It could be me. It was like... I don't know. It's weird. Oh, I didn't tell you about this, I think. I have some news. On the LA crime news today. In my hotel. So I was staying in a hotel in Santa Monica. And I always like to stay in that hotel. That's why when you asked me about hotels, I said Santa Monica because I know it's a chill zone. So, but this time we were staying there in the same hotel. So we were like, then we're going to Coachella and then we're coming back to LA. Do we want to go to the same exact hotel where we're going to stay first and we stayed before? Should we try something new? So we tried something new and we booked the hotel in a different area. And it was not the best area.
Where was it?
It's called West Adams, the street.
Mm.
And basically, like right next to our hotel, there was always a lot of tents with homeless people. So it was not like amazing, you know. But it was fine because it had parking. So it was fine. But one day we were like going out with a car and there's a street that leads to the hotel. And on that street was like closed with some police tape. You know, the yellow, like the crime thing that you see on movies. Yeah. I was like, is this construction? I saw a lot of police cars and police officers. You know, the ones that you see on, like, the beige suit.
Yeah.
You know? Very, and I'm like, wow, what is this? And then we went to the hotel and I turned on the TV. Flash news. A body was found next to my hotel. A 50-year-old shot in the head, and he was inside a truck that was left there on the street abandoned. A truck, you know, those that transport food. So the truck was there for a while abandoned, and like the people who lived on the street started to notice a smell, so they called the police. And on that day, they found that body in there.
Oh my God.
So crazy. I was like, okay. Good to know, right next to my hotel.
Wow.
And then next day, we were passing by the street and we saw like the police officers going door to door, asking people, interrogating people. So it was an entire experience and it was crazy. And then like the day after that, so one day, dead body, second day, investigating, and third day, we were at the hotel room because I was sick, so I couldn't get out. And there was like a live action on a TV, on the news, that is like my street, the view of my street, because the car was stolen. And the car was like riding all sorts of crazy to try to run from the police. And there was an helicopter that we could hear filming everything, live action.
Wow. Wait.
Like, what a great street.
Well, you couldn't pick a better hotel, in my opinion. You were where the action happens.
Yes. Next time I'm there for
Next
sure.
Time you're there for sure. Just send me the name.
But yeah, it didn't feel very secure this time. So I felt like, maybe this is not the place to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's intense.
It was very intense. That's intense. I was sick, like my runny nose, watching the news, dead bodies.
Oh my gosh. At least to be like, could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
But what else? How do you find about like the shopping? You do a lot of shopping.
I didn't do a lot. I felt like things were expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a lot of vintage shops, but nothing like really popped. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it was like I was not in the vibe to shop, but I didn't go crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't go crazy. Food. I also didn't go crazy. Like, I don't feel like there's something like, wow. Oh, I have a very failed experience at In-N-Out.
Oh,
because, okay, everyone was saying, go to In-N-Out, go to In-N-Out. And I saw a girl on TikTok doing a thing. Apparently, she didn't eat meat. So she was like having like her In-N-Out. And then she was eating it. And then while she was like, she already had half of it, half of the burger. And she looked and she saw a burger. And then she was like, And I was like, what's the problem? Apparently, they only have meat burger. They don't do veggie burgers there. So she was like, oh my God, I ordered the grilled cheese, which is what you order when you want just bread, salad, and cheese. So like that's what the vegetarian can have at In-N-Out. She was like, oh my God, I ordered a grilled cheese and it's a regular burger. I don't know how she didn't realize since the beginning that she was eating meat. Because it's one thing if she thought that it was fake meat.
Yeah.
And then realized that it was true meat. But no, like she was expecting no meat and got meat. So it was very confused. But anyways, I was already prepared to order a grilled cheese. As I knew that it was the only option for me because I don't really like burgers. I got there and I couldn't remember the term grilled cheese. So I was like, so what can I order as a veggie? And she was like, oh, you can get our veggie burger. And I was like, really? You have veggie burger?
I was so excited.
She was like, yeah, we have veggie burgers. I was like, you have veggie. Like, we had the most fun interaction. I don't know if she was making fun of me, but I was like, I want the veggie burger. Anyways, my boyfriend waited for the order. I went to the bathroom. I came back. He was already like eating his burger and he was like, yeah, that's yours. But by the way, that's only bread and salad. So yeah, the veggie burger.
Oh my God. It's
only bread. I ate bread, lettuce.
Tomato
and ketchup. That's it.
No way.
Not even the cheese.
So the grilled cheese is that, but with cheese?
Exactly. So she didn't even ask me if I wanted the cheese. And they call that a veggie burger.
So there's two secret menus. The veggie burger and the grilled cheese.
So yeah, if you want bread with salad, it's the veggie burger. If you want bread, salad, and cheese, it's the grilled cheese.
But that's so bad. But they only have, like, to be fair, they only have one burger. You can order single or double.
That's it. I don't understand why they don't create a Beyond Meat one.
But yeah. I think it's very yummy in and out, but I like it because it's similar to McDonald's to me.
Mm.
And I'm a fan of the McDonald's burger because it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like very gourmet burgers with a taste of meat. So I like just a regular cheeseburger at McDonald's, like a bacon burger. So I like In-N-Out because it's very similar and very basic.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't see really the hype because I think it's similar to McDonald's. I go because I think it's fun that they only have like one burger and the whole concept
is pretty.
Yeah. It's very LA vibes. But to be honest, I think like comparing to McDonald's, if it wasn't for the vibes, it's
the same.
It's the same.
I like their spread. I like the spread, the sauce.
The sauce.
Mm-hmm. Like the orange sauce that they have. It was very good. Yeah. Not orange, like kind of...
For the potato.
Yeah. Like the cocktail color. But it doesn't taste like cocktail. I don't know. But it was nice. But yeah, I was hungry after an hour.
I imagine just lettuce and bread.
I was so sad. She was like, we have our veggie burger. I want that.
What a disappointment.
Wow, it was very disappointing. But yeah, I didn't eat. Well, I went to a few diners and I had my pancakes and my...
Yeah, diners are the
best. Milkshakes, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love a pancake for breakfast.
Same.
I'm obsessed. So, and that point, it was nice.
I think diners are the thing that I miss the most in terms of food,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, same.
But other than that, you just have like a lot of different culture restaurants. And I think we have them too in Europe. And they're a little more expensive, yeah, in LA. So I would for sure prefer the food here. But yeah, diners are cool. And mm-hmm, I like the vibe.
Yeah, me too.
It's really nice.
They're very nice.
But yeah, it was very fun to go together.
It was very fun.
I hope we can go next year too. It was very fun. Also, like, our boyfriends went with us. It was very cool.
Hopefully they have next year.
They have the most fun. Because we have fun and we are still working.
Yeah,
and
they're so chill. Yeah.
And since we went together, because when I go with my boyfriend, he always takes my pictures, right? So this time, sometimes they could go to some shows and we could work together. So they had a blast.
Yeah. What else? Oh, afterwards, I had a 4-hour drive to Las Vegas.
Oh, I almost forgot that.
Yeah, Vegas. And I thought it was very fun. Like, it's a proper Disneyland for adults. Yeah. I think, in terms of vibes, what can I say? I feel like I was already expecting Vegas to be what it was. Like, gambling and fake shit.
Mm.
So I wasn't disappointed. You know what I mean? Because I'm saying that LA was a bit weird vibes and Vegas wasn't it. It doesn't make sense because Vegas is even weirder than LA. However, if you already know what you're coming for, what you're going for, I think you get more disappointed by LA.
Yeah, because Vegas, it's like a game town, like you were saying, Disneyland for adults. While LA still has a lot of events, famous people, fashion things. So you could expect some stuff that end up disappointing you. While Vegas, I don't think you're expecting much.
Yeah, but yeah, it was fun. I gambled a little bit. I made $13.
Good.
Making it rain. Yeah, I like some of the buildings. Some of the tall buildings are nice. I went to downtown Las Vegas and it was very nice. They had like loads of vintage shops, cool coffee places. It was similar to LA.
Nice.
And people are nice in Vegas.
Don't you think people from LA and probably Vegas, it's like the style, the outfits are really bad. I think it's even worse than, because here in we're living in Portugal and downtown, you can see some people with good fashion style now, especially because we've been getting a lot of tourism and people get inspired by tourists to dress like a little more overboard. So we've been seeing some cool people outside. But before, like some years ago, it was very like bland. But even our bland and our like non-fashion people, it's a little better than non-fashion people in LA. I feel like LA is very like sweatpants, leggings, and flip-flops is so uninspiring to
me. Yeah, it is, actually. And I wasn't expecting... I got very many compliments there. Like, people would compliment my outfit. And I'd be like, are you being for real? Because you're wearing, like, leggings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
I feel some of the compliments you kind of see are real.
Yeah.
Especially if they come from a random person on the street or next to you at a coffee shop. But if it's from someone that you're like making an order or...
Oh, yeah.
I always get suspicious that, same. You know, like, your nails are so
beautiful. Oh, yeah. I always got... I love your nails.
Nails.
I love your nails. And I was like... My boyfriend was like, wow, your nails are like... I'm like, babe.
If it's a young girl like commenting on my makeup that also wears makeup... When I'm making my order, I kind of believe it's true.
Yeah.
But if it's just someone that you can see that doesn't care about fashion, it's just like wanting the tip.
Yeah.
Because that's something else they have in the USA.
Yeah.
Tips.
High tips. Like 20%, especially in Vegas, you have to give 20%. Otherwise, you had a bad service. If you give 15% tip, you had something bad.
It's like offensive, I think.
It's offensive. It's like, what the fuck? Because if you add all of the tips that you give, at the end of the trip, it's going to be a lot.
It's a lot. That's something you need to count on. Traveling to the USA, you definitely need to tip. And it's a lot. So it's going to cost you a lot of money. And the dollar is similar to the euro now. So
yeah,
it can be quite expensive to live there now for us. Yeah,
and it's very hard to eat healthy there. You don't have many options.
Healthy food is very expensive there.
Yeah.
If you go to like Air One, it's like the fancy healthy place. It's so damn expensive. Yeah. And even in a regular supermarket, if you're buying fruit, it's like I bought fruit for like $6, $10, like a small thing of strawberries or
it's insane.
Mango.
It's insane. That's why they are all eat like shit. Because it's like, how could you not? It's true. At the end of the trip, I was like, I want soup and white rice. You can't find white rice anywhere.
You can't find soup anywhere. Like, when you find soup, I look at the soup, it's like full of things.
Yeah,
like
I bought a tomato soup and it was spicy. And it felt like the topping, it tasted like the topping of the pizza. You know?
Yeah. It was always like noodle soup, chicken soup, and I just wanted vegetable soup, like normal soup.
And everything is fried and greasy. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. It's hard.
And I feel like even if you live there and even if you get to buy veggies and fruit, and it's not as tasty as ours.
Yeah. True. True that. But yeah, that's our true opinion on LA. And I wish I could see some other places in the USA so I can know, because I only went to LA and New York, like big cities. So I don't know if like the entire USA is like that or if it's different. So maybe, but yeah, that's our true opinion. It has good and bad things, like a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, I would definitely come back. I would definitely go back.
Yeah. I hope we go back next year, at least for Coachella again, to have fun. And this was like an update episode because we wanted to chit-chat a little bit about Coachella after coming back.
Yeah.
But the truth is, like, last episode, we took a theme for the next one that we postponed because of this update. So we already have a pink ball for next Monday.
Exactly. So you're going to see Fashion Police in action.
Yes.
We should get the beige suit that they were wearing.
And a little hat. Pistols? Guns?
Pistol guns.
Yeah. We should get
that
those.
That would be fun.
Yeah. We should fire every time there's like a fashion mistake. I can't wait to judge on people's
Cannot wait. But yeah, I'll see you guys next week.
See you next
Thank
Monday.
Thank you so much for watching. We love you. And don't forget to subscribe.
Bye, guys. Bye. Love you.